I'm very excited to say, joining me in the studio is Nick Sillito from Billy Ricky Mayflower. Hello.
Well, hello again.
How goes it? It's been a while. I feel like I haven't seen you for at least
6 months.
6 months. You were going on holiday somewhere sunny last time. So.
And I came back from Spain just for the Christmas market.
Just for this. Yeah. He's back out to Spain after. You just wanted an excuse to wear the jumper, wasn't
Absolutely.
It? That's what it was. Yeah. Can you describe the jumper for us? It's amazing.
Well, I've got a red Christmas jumper with a bright red nose on right in the middle of me tummy.
And it's like
hides my Spanish excess.
I thought it was just one of those 3D ones. That's what it is. It's brilliant. Did you knit it yourself?
No. Shop job.
Oh, okay, fair enough. They're unbeatable now, aren't they? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So you're here to talk about all things Christmas, Billy Ricky and market in that order.
Well, absolutely.
So let's start with Christmas.
Christmas starts this Sunday, really.
It does,
with the Billy Ricky Christmas market in the High Street. And the road will be closed all day, but the actual event runs from 11 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And, of course, you're going to be helping us out.
I'll be there.
And it's a fantastic free day out. I stress that, free. There's so much going on with costs and things these days. To be able to say to people it's a free day out is absolutely great. So we've got a fantastic program of events, stalls, music, parades, Santa Grotto, you name it, we've got it all. But the whole thing kicks off on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock when Santa's parade starts down at the railway station end. And he goes all the way up the High Street with a marching band and all the jugglers and the acrobats and all the kids dancing. And then he takes his place in the grotto, which again is free. There's free face painting, balloon modelling and free gifts for every child that goes to the Santa Grotto.
Oh, amazing. So the show starts with Santa.
It starts with Santa.
Blimey.
Yes, the grand parade up and down the High Street.
That's a starting with a bang, isn't it? We're getting the A-lister of Christmas in.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So we're closing the High Street and everything.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, because we have to set up everything for the stalls. The stall holders start arriving at 7 in the morning, believe it or not.
We're
all on duty from crack of dawn. So that's why we have to close the High Street, so that we have to get all the cars out of the way so we can set up all the stalls. There's probably about 150 stalls down the High Street.
Wow.
With everything from food to gifts for Christmas, for, you know, just everything you can imagine. All the shops are open, of course, as well, so it's a great day for them too.
Mm.
And there are kids' rides, and there are behind the Santander car park. We've got just everything. We've got live music on the stage, including yourself. We've got local bands playing. We've got a rock choir. We've got Republic. We've got our old favourites, Cockney Treble, who are coming back again.
Yes.
So we've got a really great day's entertainment. And if you want some traditional music, there's carols in the church. There's classical music on the stage as well. So something for absolutely everybody this year.
Sounds awesome. I think we were saying it off here. It's not too early for Christmas yet, because it's the 1st of December tomorrow.
Yes.
You've got your tree up already.
Yes. I had to do it before the weekend, because otherwise I'd have no time on Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. You'll be busy then. But now it's great. I think we can all get in the Christmas spirit nice and early.
Yeah.
And go along. And it's nice to see all these community events back this year.
Yeah.
In big style.
Well, obviously, we were badly affected by COVID like everybody else was, but it's so nice now that we're back in business and we can put on a show that, well, hope people enjoy it, but also it will raise some money for charity, because that's what Rotary is all about.
Mm.
Over the last 10 years of Christmas markets, we've raised £350,000 for local charities.
Whoa!
Which is absolutely an astonishing sum of money.
That's awesome.
So this year, I mean, obviously times are tight and people are watching their pennies, but basically because we're providing a free event with free parking, you can come along, and if you want to spend your pennies on Christmas, then you can do.
And it all goes to a good cause after.
And it all goes to a good cause. I mean, obviously, we can't do it without the help of all our fantastic sponsors, and I should give them a plug as well. So our platinum sponsors are Paul Robinson, the solicitors, and Anisha Grange, and Ground Control. And also, the final one is... I've forgotten the last one. Oh, no. The Little Bursted Farm Shop, of course, have come on board this year as well, was a platinum sponsor.
Oh,
so
lovely.
With their help and with the money we raise from the stalls and from collections at the gates, hopefully we might raise £20,000-£25,000 for charity again.
That would be just awesome, wouldn't it?
And, of course, you're going to do your bit to bring the punters in as well.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'll be there on the stage chatting and stuff. And who knows what I feel like we should have a bring your best Christmas jumper.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to just do this all by myself and say, whoever comes along in the best Christmas jumper, I'm not sure what prize we're going to give them, apart from street cred.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's wear your best Christmas jumper.
That's enough.
And let's see you. Sounds fantastic. So a reminder of the time it starts and finishes.
Okay, it's this Sunday, the 4th of December, starting at 11, finishing at 5, and basically come any time during the day. If you want to drive, you can park for free at the railway station. They've given us free parking this year, which is great.
Oh, nice.
And in Radford Way, there's extra parking there. If you're coming from the other end, there's free parking at Sun Corner opposite the police station on the grass there. And as long as the weather's okay, we can get you in and out of there too.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, or bring your big tyres.
Yeah, no, yeah. No, we have a tractor on site to pull people out if they get stuck.
Oh, he's full of everything.
Absolutely. We've got everything covered.
Well, you're going to have to call in the reindeers then for a bit of extra overtime.
Well, yeah, they need a bit of extra money, don't they, this year?
Yeah, they could do. They could use the help. Lovely. So you've only got a few hours then, really, to fit in all of those 150-odd stalls.
Absolutely. It's a very, very busy start, getting everybody lined up. We start from the middle and we work outwards. So the stalls are in the centre of the high street get in first, and then the ones on the periphery come in at about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So by the time everyone's set up, got their generators going, their lights going, and all their stuff out on display, we'll be ready to hit the road at 11.
I'm looking forward to.
It's been a fantastic day in prospect.
All the smells are always nice, aren't they? Absolutely. When you go to these Christmas markets.
I mean, you know, I say there's the fantastic gifts of food and clothing and metalwork and anything you want for Christmas. But the food stalls are going to be sensational this year because, you know, we've got hog roasts, we've got hot chestnuts, we've got all the traditional Christmas stuff. A lot of the shops are doing special deals like Papa John's and the fish and chip shop and whatever. So, you know, you'll never go hungry and you'll never go thirsty.
Beautiful. Excellent. Nick, it sounds awesome. I can't wait to be there. Come and say hello.
Seeing you.
So the Billy Wickham Christmas Market this Sunday. Get there nice and early, do all 150 stalls and get your Christmas shopping done before it's even like...
All in one day?
Yeah, a couple of days into December. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
So nice. Lovely. Where can we find out more information if we need to go online or something?
Yeah, basically, if you go to BillericayChristmasMarket.com, all the times and all the details of where everything is set up, it will all be on there for you to see.
Lovely. And we will see you there in that jumper, hopefully.
I will, although I might have to wrap a bit warmer than this if I'm standing outside for hours on end.
Might need more layers, to be fair, yeah. Well, it feels, as we've been talking about Christmas, we're going to play our first Christmas song on Phoenix FM Drive.
Hooray!
Hooray! This was last year's winner of the Phoenix FM Drive Time Christmas Chart, the lovely Mal Pope, with a gorgeous song. It's last year's song. He's got another one coming out this year, but this one will do for now.
Right.
Won't be Christmas. Nick, we'll see you there on Sunday.
Absolutely, Stuart. Thanks very much indeed.
Cheers.
I got hordes of carol singers knocking at my door. I've been wrapping Christmas presents till I can wrap no more. Well, the weather forecast says the snow is this way bound, but it doesn't feel like Christmas 'cause you're not around. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well wait till New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. I've been walking round the high street looking for a friend. The only words I see are saying to me, spend, spend, spend. All the shops are full of carols and I love that sound, but it doesn't feel like Christmas 'cause you're not around. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well wait till New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. I need to know. If there's anything behind the tinsel of the plastic snow. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me. Might as well be rain till the New Year's Eve. Won't be Christmas till you're here with me. Christmas lights and a Christmas tree won't mean nothing if you ain't with me.
Oh, I'm in the mood now. Won't be Christmas. Last year's Drive Time Christmas number one, of course. Mal Pope on Phoenix FM Drive. A huge thanks to Nick Sillito of Rotary Club and Billy Ricky Mayflower and everybody involved for the huge amount of effort they've been putting in to getting ready for the Christmas market this weekend on Sunday. Come along. It'll be lovely to see you there. As Nick mentioned, I'll be there on stage introducing the acts and having a chat with you as well. It'd be great if you wore your biggest and best Christmas jumper and we'll have ourselves a the best Christmas jumper in Billericay contest. Go on, I dare you, I dare you. You'd have to go some to beat Nick's, to be fair. It was pretty good. Now we're going to continue some great music here on Phoenix FM Drive. This one, we've had a Christmas song. This is sort of fast-forwarding, really. I think they also had great jumpers on, if I remember rightly. This is Pilot. And a song about January. In November, I know, I know. How very confusing.
January, sick and tired, you've been hanging on me. You make me sad with your eyes.